Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pick and Pop podcast in association with Pick and Roll and Zoom TV. I'm Christopher Tyler, and alongside me is Damian Arsenis. Mate, how's your week of hoops been?
It's just a fantastic time of the year.
Playoff
again,
time.
There's been a lot of basketball and a lot of Australians involved, and it's playoffs time.
Which makes it even better. And we've got Aussies on good teams as well. We've mentioned it the last couple of weeks. That's what we like seeing, the Aussies win in playoffs time. But let's start off, as we always do, with the starting lineup, where we have a look at five topics in 5 minutes. And we're starting today with some NBA playoff stuff. And how important will Andrew Bogut be to a curryless Golden State Warriors, Damo?
Look, I think he's going to have to play a greater role. How much bigger role that's going to be, I'm not quite sure yet. But what Curry brings to the table is he enables the whole Warriors team get involved because he draws so much attention. And I think without him there, guys like Klay Thompson, as an example, aren't going to get as many open looks. So a guy like Andrew Bogut can help open that back up again with his passing game and using him more so in the post, which I think is where he's going to come in.
Absolutely. He's a prototypical Golden State Warriors player in that he gets his teammates involved in the play. He's not a selfish player. He looks for the best passes for the team. He looks for that extra pass if need be. He's a perfect player for someone to play in that Golden State system.
It sounds like your prototypical Australian player. He does what's required to win a basketball game, and that's why guys like him are so valuable.
And obviously his experience as well will help. It looks like at this stage that they're going to play Portland in the second round. His experience and Golden State's experience will lead him over the line against a relatively inexperienced Portland side. They're still very young Portland. They'll be probably coming to the playoffs in the many years to come. But at this stage, I think Golden State will have the measure.
Yeah, look, you can't rule out youth, but you can't see a team as experienced and as talented as the Golden State Warriors, even without Steph Curry, being able to win a seven-game series over Portland.
Topic number two, Emmanuel Mulu has declared for this year's NBA draft, becoming the third Australian on the early entry list. Damo, is this the right move?
Well, it's an interesting move. I think he's covering his bases is probably the quick and easy answer. He's had a bit of a, I shouldn't say checkered, but he's had a complex education. He headed over to the
States.
Through
no fault of his own.
No, he went to a program, ABCD, I think it was called, and it basically went under the school. So he had to move schools, and this is where he ended up at Yuba College, where he's absolutely been starring. So he's certainly doing the right things. And he's committed to Ohio State for next
Iowa
season.
Iowa State, yep.
Iowa State, sorry, I said Ohio State. Iowa State, and well, that's a really good program as well, and going there, because of the educational system he's gone through, and he's now into his third program, so he's at Des Moines now, to get his academics up. So everything indicates his academics is fine, but he still needs to be declared eligible by the NCAA, and because it's such a complex background for him and for the NCAA to assess that, he's covering his bases by declaring for the draft now, just in case he's not declared academically eligible.
And this is a rule that changed at the end of last year, I think it was, or at some stage last year, where the early pullout is a lot later. The date to be able to withdraw your name from the NBA draft is a lot later, so you can do those pre-draft workouts and all that sort of stuff and get teams to assess you before you actually decide whether you want to go back to college, or in his case, to college, or declare for the NBA draft. But like you were mentioning to me before, that pullout date is probably still too early. That he probably won't
get
a ruling from the NCAA before then anyway, so it might be taken out of his hands.
Exactly right. But at least he's going to have a choice. He can keep his name in the draft. Particularly, he might get some interest. So if he gets the interest, he can leave his name in the draft
Absolutely.
And get picked up, which is a great outcome for him. If he doesn't get the interest, he's going to have to put his eggs in the basket to go to college.
Topic number three, how big of a coup, Damo, would it be for the NBL to secure the signature of the likes of Venki Joyce? Obviously, we still hope he gets a shot at the NBA, but should he not make it in the NBA, how big would it be for him to come into our local competition?
It would be a massive pickup. We always really want to try and attract the best talent that we have playing in college basketball, and Venki Joyce is right up there
Absolutely
and being
is.
The most talented group of players we have. And whilst, you know, he is going to pursue his NBA ambitions, and I spoke to him the other day, and that's what he's going to exhaust first. And if that doesn't pan out, he's got options. And to give you an idea of how attractive he is to the NBL teams, he's attracted six offers on the table
and
from NBL
so.
Teams already. So he's got nearly the whole competition after him, and why wouldn't you? He's a human highlight reel. I'll call him that already. He plays above the rim. He's a dunker. He's a shot blocker.
He's an excitement machine.
He's an excitement machine. 6'8". He plays bigger than what he is. He's able to handle the ball, and you know he'd be great for the NBL. I do think he's going to get some offers from Europe as well, but it's going to be a way up the best case scenario for him, and he'll make the right decision.
Hope he stays home. Topic number four. In the wake of Mason Cox's impressive debut this weekend in the Anzac Day Clash, which Aussie basketballer, Damo, would you like to see suit up for your team?
My answer is none. I don't want any basketballers to go to footy. I think there's enough guys playing footy already. But, you know, you look at a guy like Scotty Pendlebury at Collingwood.
Absolutely.
You know, fantastic basketball. Had a scholarship to the Basketball Australia Centre of Excellence. Spent a week there, left, and Paddy Mills got his spot. So I don't want anyone to go. I want to get someone back. And I'd say, I'm turning it on, yeah. I want Scotty Pendlebury to come back to basketball.
Well, what about Hugh Greenwood? Hugh Greenwood's another one of these guys that could go back to basketball as well, because he was playing college for the Lobos and then ended up getting in the Adelaide Category B rookie list or whatever it is. And he's given up a chance to play. I think he was going to play for Perth, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
I'd love to see him go back to
basketball. Signed with Perth, and we've never actually seen him play as a professional basketballer today. And I agree. I'd love to see him back in a basketball shirt too.
Topic number five, what's next for Nicole Seacamp after going undrafted in the WNBA draft earlier this month? We ran out of time to talk about it after it happened. But Damon, what are her options now that she didn't get drafted?
She's a free agent. It's as simple as that. So if an WNBA team wants her, and she might be working out for some, I actually don't know the exact status of that, but she can be picked up by anyone as long as they want her. But realistically, she's got a lot of options. So I expect that she get a lot of interest from Europe, because there's some really good programs over there. And,
specifically
and
in Russia,
money.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if you're in Russia. And look, the other realistic option for her, and I'm sure she's getting a lot of attention right now and offers, is the WNBL, which is arguably the second best league in the world. So she's got options.
And you'll be at home.
And she's going to be in demand. So I don't think she's going to have any problems in landing a professional contract. It's just a matter of where.
Absolutely. I do hope, once again, I hope it's all, we want to keep them
It'd
all in
Australia.
It'd be
great to see these players back here in Australia. They're talented players.
We want to grow our local brand. Now let's start talking about Europe, and Ryan Brokhoff has helped Lokomotiv Kuban make history by reaching the EuroLeague Final Four for the first time after defeating FC Barcelona in a five-game series 3-2 demo. And he played well as well.
Oh, he played fantastic. Look, throughout this series, it was a really tough series. Lokomotiv Kuban won game one. Barcelona won the next two, and then Lokomotiv came back to take the game, the series in five games. And throughout that series, Ryan Brokhoff's shot, it deserted him, basically. He hadn't really been able to really fire. Defensively, outstanding. No one can fault how well he'd been doing at that end. And in game five, on the biggest stage, he delivered. He hits 4 of 6 from downtown. He had a plus minus of something like 15 points in his 33 minutes on court, and he really fired Lokomotiv to that win. It was just fantastic.
And just to finish us off, what are we looking forward to this week in hoops, Damo?
Well, look, I'll stick with Brokhoff, looking forward to the Final Four coming up for EuroLeague, but really it's all about the NBA playoffs, and I'm really looking forward to the Warriors and how Bogut and the rest of the team steps up in Curry's absence.
It's going to be phenomenal to watch. I'm looking forward to the Spurs playing the Thunder.
Ooh.
And especially how Patty Mills will go against the non-superstar of Russell Westbrook. We saw, obviously, earlier on in the week, Mark Cuban, who is supposed to be smart, but when you come out and have those comments before a very important game in a series, it was just about done and dusted anyway, but as an owner of a franchise, you should know better to call out. Russell Westbrook is a superstar, and when you say that he's not, he's going to come out and bite you on the bum, and that's exactly what Russell Westbrook did. So I'd like to see how Paddy can contain the non-superstar of Russell Westbrook and see how they go, because the Spurs will most likely win the series.
And Paddy's been good so far these playoffs, so we're seeing playoff Paddy.
Absolutely. It's going to be phenomenal to watch. Damo, where can we find all your stuff?
Yeah, pickandroll.com.au. You can follow us on Facebook, pickandrollau, and also on Twitter.
And you can find Zoom TV at Zoom Sports TV. Damo, we'll see you next week, mate.
Have a great week.